The following story is true. Names and places may have been changed to protect the innocent and guilty and the just plain ridiculous.
This week on...
Ooh, you're in trouble.
I'm Miriam, and when I was 10 years old, I was a candy smuggler.
Ooh, that sounds bad. But is it? That's something I'm always wondering because, you know, I'm that little voice in your head. But you can call me Elvie.
Hi, Elvie.
What's up? And if there's one thing I know, it's that we don't always do what we're told. Sometimes we're stirring up mischief.
Please report to the principal's office.
Sometimes we're trying to spark change.
Attention students, please stop protesting in the cafeteria.
This is a show about what happens when we break the rules growing up and someone shouts,
Ooh, you're in trouble.
Stories of rebels, rascals, rule breakers, and even revolutionaries.
Before the whole candy fiasco started, I was kind of like the angel child.
Ever since Miriam can remember, she was...
the responsible older sister. If I broke a small rule, it was only like staying up past my bedtime because I was busy reading.
But there was just one problem.
My parents kept a lot of tabs on me.
Oh, Miriam, where are you?
They checked in with me frequently.
Just checking again.
It was getting kind of annoying. I wanted my own space.
Then one winter day, Miriam actually got...
my first big taste of freedom.
Her parents allowed her to go into town with friends after school, where there would be a few shops, and yeah, no parents.
But they laid down some ground rules, like... don't talk to strangers. Look both ways before you cross the street.
Hey, I'm walking here.
But they also had another rule that was like, I should check with them before I bought anything big. My parents had given me about $10 to spend on like an after-school snack if I wanted.
So she set out to the store to discover the sweet taste of freedom. And for Miriam, that meant heading over to the local drugstore.
My friends just walked over to the candy aisle. They've done this before. They pick out the candy they want. And I'm just kind of like, what are you doing? You can buy candy.
Candy.
One of my friends turned to me and she was like,
hey, Miriam, what candy are you getting?
I didn't want to sound weird because I was like, oh, maybe this is what every fourth grader does. Maybe I'm not normal.
Or maybe you just need some candy. Come on, buy it. It's right over there. Ooh, it looks delicious.
I was kind of scared of my parents being disappointed in me because I knew if I lost their trust, I wouldn't be able to do all the cool, newfound, independent things I was doing.
So it sounds like Miriam was facing a big dilemma, which lands us at this episode's...
Rule Break!
Where we ask you to weigh in.
This is the part my parents liked.
But secretly, I like it too.
Ready?
Ready!
Growing up, is it okay to break the trust of someone you love in order to gain more personal freedom?
Yeah.
Maybe.
No.
Totally.
I don't know.
What do you think? Mull it over as our story continues. Inside the store, Miriam approached the candy aisle with a hungry look in her eyes.
Attention shoppers, there's a sale on toilet paper in aisle 3. Also, stop looking at the candy.
But when she finally stood face to face with all that goodness...
I could definitely hear my mom's voice saying like...
just check with us before you buy anything. Before you buy anything.
But then I was kind of like, my friends are buying candy without checking with their parents.
Okay, you'll get Twizzlers, I'll get Pop Rocks, and then we'll trade.
So I thought, you know, it'll only be one time. Maybe I'll tell my parents later. I was kind of like, you know what? I'll just do this. I went for it. I bought a lot. I bought Skittles. I bought more Skittles. I loved Skittles. I bought Milky Ways, King Size, Sour Patch Kids, the watermelon kind. It was a pretty big package. Like, it was one that you should probably share with another person.
But is there there such a thing as too much candy?
It did not cross my mind that I bought too much. I was just like, I could buy anything. Yep, I was a kid in the candy store.
But when the kids left the candy store, Miriam was suddenly facing a new dilemma.
I realized I have a lot left over. I thought I need this candy to live. And so I had to get the candy in the house somehow. When I got home, my parents wanted to see how it went. So they were like, oh, what did you buy? I was the kind of kid who didn't really lie to my parents. So that was the moment where I was like, okay, you know what? I'm gonna lie. I said, oh, I bought a bagel.
A bagel. A bagel. A bagel.
What do you think, honey? Is our angel child lying?
I'm not sure. I mean, she does like bagels.
And they seemed to believe that. And I was kind of like, oh no, did I really just lie to my parents? I decided, you know, this secret won't really harm anyone, so why not?
One little lie in the name of freedom. It doesn't seem so terrible, I guess. But like Miriam, little lies can grow up fast.
I was really worried my mom could find the candy, so I put it in my purse, and then I hid my purse under some of my clothes, like heavy jackets and snow pants and stuff.
Miriam now had candy on demand.
Whenever I went in my room to do my homework, I would have a couple of pieces of candy. So that had been going pretty well for about a week. At that point, my brother, he was 6 and a half, and I remember he came in my room a ton.
Ugh, so annoying when they do that. Always showing up unannounced.
I'm Caleb. I'm Miriam's younger brother.
Wait a minute. Did her little brother get into this podcast too? Boundaries, Caleb. Boundaries. Sorry, Miriam. I swear it will not happen again.
I always went into her room because I was 6 and a half and I had nothing else to do.
Ugh. Okay, fine. You can stay. But can you please be quiet?
Not really.
My brother saw me sneaking the candy to my room one time, and he kind of scared me. He was like, hey, Miriam, do you want to play a game? And I got super scared, and I tried to stuff the candy into my mouth to make sure he didn't see it.
I saw her taking something out of her purse and putting it back into her backpack.
And he was like, Miriam, what are you eating?
And then
I was kind of like, oh, nothing. I'm doing my homework. Okay, we were the type of kids that wanted to make sure everything was fair. If he got a little bit more applesauce, I would be like, no, I want more.
What? No fair.
And so when he saw me eating something that he didn't have, I got really nervous and I had to make a choice then. I could either tell him I was buying the candy and hope that he wouldn't tell my parents, or I can let him in on the whole thing.
I could tell she was considering her options, and then finally she told me that she was smuggling candy.
Miriam was trapped. Caleb could rat her out. But what if somehow this could work in her favor?
So that's when I said to him, if you want some, you have to pay for it. And he actually did it, to my surprise. I think he was like, you get this whole secret life. I want to keep a secret. And he copied me a lot.
So I was like, I may as well take some of this and make a deal.
He took some money out of his room, came over and handed me a $5 bill. And he said, okay, what can I get with this money?
Miriam weighed what a fair price might be to charge her brother.
I think it was about $3 or $5
for a handful of Sour Patch Kids or something.
It was definitely not fair.
She was very territorial about the Milky Ways, but they didn't know the value of money.
So he was kind of like, sure, why not?
Never mind the simmering sibling tension. Miriam was now running a large-scale underground candy smuggling ring right under her parents' noses.
At that point, I was buying like 3-4 big bags of candy a week. And that was because I was sharing it with my brother.
And everyone was happy.
I had to make sure that my brother would cover his tracks so our parents wouldn't find out. So I would bring the wrappers to school and throw them away there because I wanted to make sure that my parents wouldn't find the wrappers in my trash can and be like,
"Darling, what are you doing?"
I would take the candy to school because my sister told me to take it to school.
I was a little worried I was becoming a bad kid. At that point, I couldn't really get out of it.
I've definitely lied to them before, but not like this.
I thought there could be a punishment if they found out. My parents had finally agreed to let me go to a sleepaway camp, and I was worried that if I lost my parents' trust, I wouldn't be able to go to camp.
And that's when the sugar rush began to wear off.
I was buying more and more candy, and it was starting to get a little risky, and I was kind of stressed my parents were going to find out.
Then one day, Miriam heard Mom shout,
"Oh, Miriam, guess what I found out today?"
And that phrase, "guess what I found out today," really freaked me out because it could be anything. Like, did you find out about the candy? It got to the point that this phrase was ringing in my head. Like, guess what I found out about today?
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 It was crazy. And every time she said that, I thought, this could be the time that I was caught.
And Mom wasn't the only person Miriam had to watch out for.
My mom occasionally bought gum, and the gum had the price on the back. And I started to realize that the gum was way less than I was paying for a handful of Sour Patch Kids.
What? No fair!
I did threaten her, "I'll tell my parents if you don't lower the price." I learned that I can't really trust my sister anymore.
I remember my mom was kind of going through my winter clothes like moms do, and she came across my purse.
Huh? What is this?
After school, she told me,
"Oh, Miriam, guess what I found out today?
I found candy wrappers in your purse."
And I got super freaked out. I was like, oh my God, she found out. This is going terribly. Oh no.
The jig was up. Mom and Dad's perfect little child was about to face the interrogation of her life.
I was ready to confess to her too. She said, like, "I just want to know where these candy wrappers came from." That was where I considered telling her the truth.
This was Miriam's big chance to finally let go of weeks of pent-up paranoia and guilt, right?
But then I was like, oh, what candy wrappers? There are candy wrappers. And I think she knew something was going on. I got super scared. And so slowly I decided to stop buying candy. And my brother, he was like, "I thought we had a deal." I didn't really know what to say. So I decided to tell him the truth that our mom had almost found out.
The candy ring was broken. And alas, so was the fellowship of the candy ring.
I couldn't trust her anymore. I was afraid she was going to buy more candy after she said she was going to stop and then have it all to herself. I knew where she kept it, at the bottom of her backpack. So I looked there like 2 days a week, and then I realized that she wasn't buying it anymore. Knowing that she wasn't keeping it all to herself made me regain some trust with her.
So when all was said and done, would Miriam do it all again?
I still feel pretty bad lying to my parents and scamming my brother, but it has taught me some things. Being able to trust someone is hard to do and easy to violate.
having to keep a long lie is hard work, you know? You have to keep track of all the little lies you told to get in this big lie situation, and that's a lot of stress. It felt like I didn't have as much freedom because I had to be so careful.
So that's what Miriam thinks. But what about you guys? Do you feel the same?
Yeah.
Maybe.
No.
Totally.
I don't know.
It's time to take out a journal or have a conversation with a friend for the continuation of our...
Rule break!
Earlier in the show, we asked, is it ever okay to break the trust of someone you love to gain more independence? What do you think?
You mean you want my opinion?
Yup. 'Cause your voice matters. So take a second and answer that. When you're done, ask yourself the following bonus questions. Was sneaking candy ultimately just a harmless lie? When is a lie harmless versus harmful? Does an older sibling have a responsibility to be a role model? Moreover, what would you have done in this situation? Were there any moments from today's story that reminded you of a moment from your life? Discuss. And this concludes today's episode. Thanks for breaking some rules with us today. Ever broke a rule? Ooh, you can be on a podcast. Find out how to help us make trouble at listentotrouble.com or follow us on social media at listentotrouble. Our team of troublemakers for this episode includes Charlene Westbrook, Hadley Dion, Ashley Lovesmith, Rachel Carlson, Cece Clark, Dave Nadelberg, Neil Ketcher, and as the voice of LV, it's me, Merk Nguyen. Additional performances by Christina DeCue and Deborah Dion. Ooh, You're in Trouble is a series for Trax, a network from PRX with funding from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. It's produced by Mortified Media, which not only makes shows like this one for tweens, but also makes nostalgia-filled shows, books, and games for grown-ups too. Get the scoop at getmortified.com. Until next time, we remind you, sometimes when you break a rule, you might just end up writing a new one.
Support for Trax comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is Trax from PRX.